The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we're getting ready for the weekend. Father's Day's coming up on Sunday. Nice little song about she thinks we're just fishing. So in the spirit of Father's Day and things that we can do to help Dad feel better, we have our friend from Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, who is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We were laughing because we were saying, well, what's the song for this week? Yeah. And we realized, hey, wait, it's Father's Day. We're thinking of Father's Day songs.
Father's Day songs, and June is also Men's Health Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
We all, you know, have those men in our lives that may be a little stubborn and don't want to ask for help or go to the doctor. So this is kind of a month to kick them in the butt and get them healthier and even, you know, to ask for help before the illness or whatever gets too big, where it's more difficult to get it functional again.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and it's so true because they're just tough guys and we appreciate the toughness.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yeah. But at the same time, they don't ask for help very well. And with aches and pains and things, they just sort of like, and I hate to say this, but there is a tendency to not go to the doctor.
Yes.
I've noticed with.
Yes. Yeah. Men don't usually at least come into our clinic. And I know even when I was practicing as an RN in the hospitals, there's a lot of times you hear a story. Well, he skipped that appointment. He thought he was fine. He didn't take that pill or his thought his blood pressure was okay. Or even that, you know, it's just a little ache, but that little ache can get into being something bigger. And until it completely disrupts your life, you don't really know, you don't really realize, okay, I should have gone to see somebody sooner. And so we really want to, you know, I guess, push for, you know, to
encourage.
Ask for help.
Yes. Encourage.
Yes. Encourage them because they are the doers. They are the providers, of a lot of families. Not saying that women are not too, but they don't see themselves as, I'm going to go to the doctor. And, it, you know, they see it as a weakness. And so, you know, asking for help is not a weakness. You know, asking for help is a strength, you know, and it's a strategy, you know, so you can become better. So, and I was asked, you know, do we see a lot of men in our clinic? And we actually do. A lot of it's 50-50, 50 men, 50% women. But a lot of times the men that do come in have waited, you know, until it's very difficult to walk or they can't sleep at all. Or the disease has just progressed so much because they just kind of live with it.
Right. And then just factor in stress.
Yes.
Just the stress of normal stress of living can get you off and then you get your sleep is off. And
yeah. And men, I think, process stress or show it a lot differently than most women. Sometimes men internalize it a lot more. And we look at that as well, because if you're internalizing something, it can, you know, lead to digestive issues as well. Or it can lead to even more inflammation and pain when you're just pushing through it. And especially being, you know, a military town, we have a lot of, you know, men that are taught just push through it, get through it.
Don't complain.
Yes, don't complain. And that carries all the way onto their 80s, 90s, you know, 60s, 70s. So we also forget that a lot of men are caretakers of, as they age, you know, maybe they do have to caretake for their wives or even kids, depending on the age. So yesterday we actually had someone come in, retired military, and he, you know, has to take care of his wife because his wife has Alzheimer's. So we also have to remember, although women are primarily the caretakers in a lot of situations. We also, you know, want to give that grace to men as well. Like, okay, take care of yourself. Put your oxygen mask on first so you can take care of your family as mm-hmm. well.
And that's important. That's very important. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you can do for someone, especially in that situation where they have the stress of caregiving but may have their own issues of pain right. that they're dealing with? Right. How do you even start with a client like that?
Yeah. So first, of course, we do a consultation or we talk in a consultation with them, depending on what they're coming in for. A lot of times it's a chronic pain issue or even balance issues because mm-hmm. when the balance comes into play, either with it low back pain or peripheral neuropathy or even maybe some kind of vertigo or something like that, then they're like, okay, I can't do my job when I'm needing to do. Like, and so I sit down with them, talk with them in a consultation. It's about 30 minutes. And then we'll go through, okay, where do you want to be? Because everybody does have a different expectation. Sometimes people are like, I just want to be 50% better. I just don't want it to get worse. So I ask everybody what your goal is. What are your expectations? And then that depends on where, you know, how many treatments we'll need, how frequently I need to see you. Mm-hmm. And again... encouragement, the sooner it comes on and right. then the sooner we can, you know, start treatment, the faster and better results most likely you're going to get.
Well, that's great. And it is Father's Day weekend, so mm-hmm. it's a great time to be talking about this, to encourage our male
yes.
listeners to
yeah.
just come in and have a conversation
right.
and see if acupuncture could help you.
Yes. Yeah.
Because so often it can help it helps in ways because it gets to, as we've talked so often about, it gets to the source.
Yeah.
It gets to the problem. You're not just putting a Band-Aid on it with
yeah.
a pill.
Yeah. And usually people will come in for one thing. For instance, I have a patient who has rheumatoid arthritis. You know, and of course, with rheumatoid arthritis, it's an autoimmune issue. The body's kind of attacking itself. So typically, if you have it, it's kind of a lifelong thing. So mm-hmm. it's managing the symptoms. So a lot of times you have flare-ups, and we can manage those flare-ups. But also, once we start to manage certain symptoms and they start to get better, then other things may pop up. Like she was asking, oh, by the way, I have a lot of brain fog. You know, like that wasn't mm-hmm. her first thing that she initially came in for.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, we can also boost the immune system for the RA, but then we can also, you know, help with the brain fog, because all of that is interconnected, because usually brain fog is just a symptom of something else that deeper that's going on. So it's nice when you have that consistent care and communication with the patients and you see them quite frequently until they get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we can just manage or do maintenance is typically what I tell them. But if there's ever another issue that arises, then we can go back to seeing more frequently until we solve that problem.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbon. She's with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. She is the owner and also practitioner there. So if you have a question about maybe something that you're dealing with, or maybe you've just kind of never really wanted to ask that question, or this is a chance for the dads out there that maybe don't want to ask for help, but you can just ask a question on behalf of a friend.
Anonymously.
850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. So this is Men's Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about, we do have a lot of retired veterans here.
Yes.
And we have a lot of folks who, we do have a fairly large senior population mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So can acupuncture help someone at any age?
Yes. So we see people from, I think earliest was 5-6 years old. And then I do have a patient that's 103. I think he just turned 104,
wow.
actually. So yeah. And again,
in and of itself makes me just think maybe I should do that.
He was retired military as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had issues with walking
mm-hmm.
and he still does drive and he's completely with it, and you would never guess that
wow.
he was even probably maybe early 80s, late 70s.
Wow,
you know?
No kidding.
But he was, you know, adamant, and he has a wife, and both of them come in and, mm-hmm. you know, keep keep up their health and everything. And of course, you know, they do have Western doctors and everything, but, and this is also a supplement or can also help in ways that Western medicine can't. Mm-hmm. And I mean by that is that sometimes Western medicine just has certain tools in their toolkit, like medications, you know, pharmacological medications and surgery. Of course, there's different procedures that you can do too, but a lot of our patients have gone, you know, have the injections, they had mm-hmm. the surgery, they had this, but they're still having difficulty walking or they're still having pain. So that is something where we can come in and help that even further. So even with a lot of our retired military, a lot of them have had to use, you know, certain areas. There's just a lot of wear and tear in mm-hmm. their body.
Sure.
That, you know, maybe when they were in their 20s and 30s, you know, you don't think about that stuff.
Right.
And so, and it does catch up with you later on because the body does remember, unless you've done, you know, certain things to be able to work that out. Mm-hmm. But I have patients that have been in car accidents in their 20s or 30s, and then, you know, maybe they had surgery or injections and they were fine for a while, and then later on, you know, something else starts coming to the surface.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Gibbons. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, 850-437-1620. So for someone maybe that's tuning in for the first time mm-hmm. and they don't know how acupuncture works, yeah. because the word itself has a lot of mythology around
yes.
it,
yeah.
just maybe explain what the process is
yeah.
and why it works.
Yeah, so it's a 3,000-year-old medicine. Acupuncture is actually part of an Eastern medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. And so they discovered in whatever ways that certain points on the body can stimulate healing. And so when you place certain needles in the body, and it does not hurt. A lot of times people fall asleep. it calms the nervous system. And depending on how what the patient presents with, what we discuss in the consultation, depending on that is how I develop a treatment plan.
Mm-hmm.
And when we place the needles in, it works on the different systems of the body. For instance, if I have somebody that is in chronic pain and has chronic low back pain, a lot of times it's not just that area that's inflamed. We also have to look at what other areas of the body have you had to use to compensate for the low back or the right knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to treat that whole area and make sure there's some blood flow to that area, make sure we strengthen the ligaments and the tendons and we get the body back into alignment or balance. And balance is kind of a common term used, but it is really getting the body back in alignment, because once all the systems are speaking to each other,
mm-hmm.
then they're able to work together more efficiently. One's not working harder than the other and one's not compensating more than the other. And so the needles and the different therapies we do get the body back into that. And it doesn't, I tell people, a lot of times people are coming to us as the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure I tell people it's not an overnight thing. You know, sometimes you feel really good after the treatment, but then the body goes back to what it knows. Okay, it's been in chronic pain or it's been in chronic inflammation for a long period of time. So we got to get it back to what it used to be and those functions functioning correctly and communicating and the cells getting healthy and everything. And that takes some time. So sometimes I'll see patients for about a month, 2 months, and a lot of my more chronic will see, you know, 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we'll see you maintenance, because of course stress always happens, and that's the biggest thing that triggers a lot of different chronic illnesses to
right.
become flare-ups or worse.
So you use the acupuncture in and of itself, but you have other techniques and things that you mm-hmm. use as well to supplement that.
Yes. So we have O3 regenerative therapy, and we use that. That is
is that?
Yes, it's a form of ozone. We can't do direct ozone, but it's a form of ozone. So it helps to regenerate, helps regenerate some of the cells. So we can use that in brain with brain fog. So if I feel like the one patient that I had talked to talked about before, if I feel like, okay, we're doing acupuncture, we have electroacupuncture as well, and then that O3 regenerative therapy we can do at the same time, mm-hmm. and that will just boost the treatment even more.
So what is that? Is it a mask?
So it is actually through nasal cannula. So it's a low level, so it's real comfortable. And they just lay there, and a lot of times people will read, or they all talk on the phone. or they just, like I said, a lot of times people fall asleep, or they just become really relaxed.
You should make it a no phone zone.
Oh, I know. So I would get a lot of pushback. I have some patients that are on like Zoom meetings.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes. So
that's really funny
because
that
you
is.
See. And so they're just like trying to be
from the
head
neck up.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, so because funny. Can you imagine you're in an acupuncture
no.
treatment and you're on a
no.
business meeting?
It defeats the yeah. purpose, I feel
but
like.
But those I feel like, okay, so you're still maybe a little stressed, but that's dedication.
Yeah,
those are
true.
People that are like, they really want to get better. They're like, I can't make it in any other time.
How
is
funny.
It okay if I do a Zoom meeting or if
funny.
I'm listening to the Zoom meeting or whatever? So yeah, they'll pop on. So because I do have a lot of professionals that mm-hmm. are coming in, and they're under a lot of stress and,
yeah.
and having to travel and
deadlines and
yeah,
very
deadlines.
Limited free time
oh
and
gosh.
Family, all of it, all of the
yep,
above.
Yep. And so, and then you also get that, you know, text neck and you know,
mm-hmm.
your neck starts hurting, your shoulders start hurting, and not just because of stress, but because you're constantly on these Zoom calls and everything all the time. So
true.
So it's like these little things. So I say, okay, you can be on it. Just, you know, make sure it's not very loud or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Seems like it's defeating the purpose, but okay,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you've got to do what you got to do.
Yep, yep.
Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. How can people reach you? Where are you located?
Yeah, so we're just south of Creighton. We're on North 9th Avenue. We are at 6706 North 9th Avenue.
Is there a landmark around there or something?
Sunny's. Sunny's
oh, okay.
and Domino's. We're right near. So anytime we come out of the clinic, we can always smell Sunny's. That's for sure. yeah, we're near a sleep disorders clinic. And so, you know, anytime you want to get in contact with us, we're usually don't answer the phone calls on Sundays, but we always have somebody that's answering the phone, and that's 850-530-1028. But you can also look us up on awpensacola.com, and we have a lot of different information. You know, I always write blogs and stuff just so you have more information, because that's the biggest thing, you know, especially with doing the radio show, just so you are aware of other options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing. When you come in, that's just honestly a conversation about what you've tried, what's worked for you, what your goals are. And then we develop a plan that's more specific to you, because we're not, you know, oh, we're just going to throw in some needles and hope this works, you know.
Mm-hmm. And send you on your way.
Yeah, because I mean, I come from Western medicine, you know, I've mm-hmm. been an RN for 20 years. And so it's always important to me to, you know, track where we're at, where we start, where we're going, and if we need to adjust treatments, then we need to do that, because everybody heals a little bit differently. Sometimes people get a little worse before
mm-hmm.
they get better,
mm-hmm.
and so I do have some patients, especially when you're working with the neurological system. A lot of times, those nerves are deadened. Or they're lessened. So when we start to aliven the body, sometimes people are like, I feel more pain in my feet. And
that
sometimes
makes sense.
Pain is
it's like
good.
It's waking up.
Exactly. So it's starting to wake up. And I say, well, this is going to probably last maybe, you know, uncomfortable back and forth for a few days. And once the nerves start to develop a little bit more, then you're going to feel so much different. But again, it does take some time for mm-hmm. us to be able to get it back where we're functioning correctly, you know.
Right.
So so that's always important, you know, to let them know that as well.
Well, I would think that your expertise, having been a nurse for 20 years in the Western side of medicine, must be helpful, because I would think as someone starts to get better, but they've been on pain medication and things like that, you can take a look at the whole picture and maybe cut back a little bit on it as your body starts to heal itself.
Yeah, yeah. And patients, a lot of times, they want to feel better, but they don't want to be on all of the medications that they're on. And granted, a lot of medications are needed.
And necessary and work really well.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I am not saying that, you know, don't, you know, stop your medications or anything. But if you don't need them, you know, and, you know, you talk to your primary care doctor, whoever prescribed them, you know, to have that conversation with them. And I know sometimes it is difficult to have that conversation.
Sure.
But it's so important to have that connection and conversation with your practitioner. And that's coming from Western medicine. I saw a lot of the different holes and weaknesses that Western medicine has, and a lot of the burnout that nurses have and doctors have, and a lot of the frustration from patients saying, I can't get into a doctor. If I do get into a doctor, sometimes it's not the doctor that I want to see. And there's just not consistent care. So when I started this clinic, that was something that was very important to me, you know, keeping in communication with the patient, because when there's holes, there's things that get dropped and things that don't get seen. And so that is something I really value, and you know, even my staff, you know, if there's something that the patient communicates with you, of course, communicate with me with it too. So we're very big on having that connection with the patient, because then we can understand what's going on and the path of healing is a lot smoother.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very comprehensive, it sounds like.
Yes, there's a lot to it. But
I'm assuming you also advise on diet, nutrition probably, and some supplements, that kind of thing as well?
So we have a lot of herbal supplements that, and again, it's per patient. And then I also have to look at the medications that they're on just to make sure there's no interaction. But a lot of times, especially with our fertility patients, there's a lot of supplementation that we'll add with that, diet changes and everything. If somebody has autoimmune issues, diet, exercise, and just lifestyles, of course, stress. I preach to everybody, you know, stress. And that's another thing that we can do too, is that with acupuncture, it calms down the nervous system. Sometimes we can't take away or change their lifestyle, but you can change how the body responds to it.
Mm-hmm. Can it help with sleeplessness and insomnia and things like that?
Yes. Yeah. It changes that circadian rhythm. And then a lot of times that is also hormones that have been disrupted, and that can be disrupted either by, you know, stressful events, medications. It can be disrupted by foods. And so we want to look at the whole system again to help.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious too, because a lot of things I find for myself are seasonal. I get all the allergies in the spring, and now dealing with the heat.
I was complaining,
you know, it's so cold, and now I'm like, now it's so hot and humid. But it just seemed like it switched all of a sudden.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Does that affect your system too, and your body, being in and out of air conditioning and the heat?
Your body's like, because normally we never had air conditioning, right?
Correct.
So our body has to compensate for that. And so it's constantly going back and forth. And so that can develop some weaknesses and illnesses as well. You know, I have a lot of people, again, military town. So we have a lot of people coming in from the West and they're like, they're not used to the humidity. And so may get different illnesses, or like the patient that I have with rheumatoid arthritis, she notices she came from Texas. So very dry area. And so she came here, and that can cause the flare up as well. So the weather, we look at the weather as a factor. It's not the be all end all, like, oh, this is caused by the weather.
Right.
But we do look at, okay, there needs to be some adjustments and maybe some food changes and then some activity level changes too.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute left. So is there anything you want to mention that we didn't get to this morning?
No, just, you know, again, happy Father's Day to all the men, and you know, encourage them to you know, make their health important as well, because they really need to be around for the family and their kids and, mm-hmm. and everything. So we want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. And
bring Dad in. He might actually really enjoy the treatment.
Yes.
It might help him feel better and more energetic.
Yeah, and just call and, you know, set up a consultation. You know, the more you know, and the better, you know, your options mm-hmm. is the best thing.
And how much is a consultation to come in?
So consultations for this summer through August, we are waiving consultation fee. Because typically it's about $30.
So, oh, that's great. Yep. Okay, so you can come in for free, get evaluated, see what might work for you.
Yep.
And again, your address, website, phone
number. We are at 8wpensacola.com, and we are on 6706 North 9th Avenue, 850-530-1028.
All right. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming in on this Friday. I appreciate you always. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, great company, great organization, and they'll take good care of you. We'll be back. This is Pep Talk.